All right, let's start the new sugya. So the Gemara says, "Yibaylu kfur mishum b'zayino mishum kaparu." Ma'inah kamino, d'amar lebeina d'likbrul al gavra. Yamit mishum b'zayino lekol kamine. Yamit mishum kaparu amar lebeina. Ha'amar lebeina kapar. So my, what's the so which is it? So you're actually in a second. Let me ask, what's the shalot altogether? Kfur is a mitzvah. We just had a pasuk. Kalamitik berenu, tzeribui, kalamesim. So we don't dash in time in the cup. If Shimon dashes time in the cup, we don't dash in time in the cup. So why does this need a... So what's even the shalot? Kfur is a mitzvah. Finished. End of story. Mishnah is the kasha. The Mishnah wants to say the Gemara is going now to Kfur is a Darabonim, because he has a different shot than the Gemara before. The Gemara said in Lushna Basra, Rem is the Kfur and Atarim Inayin. We had different shot than the Ramban. I invented a shot in the Rambam. The Mishnah wants to learn shot in the Gemara that the Lushna Basra holds Kfur is not a mitzvah at all. Kfur is not a mitzvah at all. It's just a remez. It's really only the rabbanon. That's the lishna v'asher. Remez like kfur and atari minayin. Kfur is only the rabbanon. If it's only the rabbanon, we can ask what's the reason. Kfur is only the rabbanon. The rabbanon say for mitzvah says beferish that he's going in the rabbanon. The rabbanon say for mitzvah says beferish is a mitzvah sesi of kfur. The rabbanon and hedrin says there's a leisa say. Kol amalin is neisa. Every leisa say. All that's the rabbanon. Very strange. Yeah. It's one.
I think that's true.
If this is different than a regular time in the crowd, I don't think the kasha by itself is really such a terrible kasha. If there would be some when you have a mitzvah in the Torah where it sits, so this is a mitzvah that doesn't really relate to anything that, you know, pre-existing concept that we have, and we don't dash in time in the crowd, the Torah is a mitzvah, end of story. By kfura, on the one hand, avada, there's such a thing as kfura for bizayin. Before Matan Torah, they were also kedoshim people. People shouldn't be kedoshim al pnei adama. Avada, we understand that kfura certainly has the idea of bizayin. On the other hand, we also understand that kfura is mechaper. That's also implicit. Maybe it's implicit in the fact Tosfos points out really that where did the Torah say the mitzvah of kfura? The Torah said it by Mrs. Beistin, and it has halachos. The halacha was they were kovrim. Gemara says halacha Moshe Mitzinai and kovrim Rosh Hashanah Tzaddik. After the Mrs. Beistin, they had to be kovrim in a special Beis Hakvaras until after the kfur. After the kfur, they could transfer him because the kfur was mechaper. So Gemara later on, Tosfos brings equal boser kibbut takever. There's certainly a concept of that kfur is a kapar. Yeah, and especially since the Mitzvah of Kfur was hakaseh in the context of Mrs. Beistin. The whole Mrs. Beistin is a kapara, and the Tli is a kapara, and the Kfur lemaise is also mechaper. Afterwards, you're able to transfer him. So that's also true. It's certainly true. Tosfos points this out. It's certainly true that Kfur has an element of bizayin, and it's also certainly true that Kfur has an element of kapara. The Gemara Shail is, so why should we make up that there's some third reason for Kfur, some Gzeres HaKosu that has nothing to do neither with Kapara nor Mishum Mizayim? There's certainly an idea of Kfur Mishum Mizayim. Why the Matan Torah? Why were the Kaira people? If there's a concept of Kfur Mishum Mizayim, there's certainly a concept of Kfur Mishum Kapara. And now the Torah said it's just Kfur. So the Gemara's question is, the way Tosfos puts it, there is such a thing as a Kapara in Kfur. Tosfos doesn't have to speak it out, but it goes without saying that there's certainly an Indian of bizayin in kfur. The Gemara Shail is elafilu ika kapar bizayin ami boile he ikar. The Torah gave a mitzvah of kfur. Why the Torah gave a mitzvah of kfur? It's not mistaken. The Torah gave a mitzvah of kfur for some third reason. It gave a reason. It gave a mitzvah of kfur for one of these reasons. So now we want to know what's the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah? What's the nature of the mitzvah of kfur? And has nafkamina, of course, the halacha. That's the bay in the Gemara. In other words, time of the Kra, maybe it's not exactly the same as you're saying. What you're saying is also part of this. It's also complements what I'm saying. In other words, time of the Kra is when you have some mitzvah that's, you know, so it's a brand new idea, and we want to know what's the reason for this mitzvah, so we don't dash in time of the Kra. Especially not to make nafkaminis lahalacha. Here it's very different. Here there's certainly, kfur certainly has the idea of bizayin. Even without being a mitzvah, kfur would be a bizayin. not being kaiyim for somebody would be a bizoyim. Right? And even without the mitzvah, kfur would certainly have an element of kapar that we see from the Mishnah later on. It's certainly true that kfur is mechaper, chibut hakever is mechaper. It's certainly true that kfur has an element of bizoy. Now the Torah says it's a mitzvah kfur, kovetik berenu, and if you don't do it, you're mevatel l'nasei. So that doesn't belong to the realm of taima degra to say that kfur probably has to do with one of these two ideas. Yeah, we'll see maybe more later on. But so that's the bayah. So what's is it Mishum Kapar or Mishum Bizayna? I had another horror also. The Rabban Chumash, that's that Rabban that we've seen a lot. At the end of the Shtickle, the Rabban says, Rabban discusses why did Yeshua bury Malchi Knaan? The Pasuk says they hung them up, they buried them. So the Rabban says, basically, the Rambam's like this. First, the Rambam says that Yeshua buried Malchi Knaan because of Oisitam was at Maschim. Which the Rambam apparently assumes that the essay of Kura and the lav of Bal Tolin don't apply to Goyim. That seems to be his working assumption. So he's bothered. Why did Yeshua bury Malchi Knaan? Says the Rambam, because there's another lav. There's a lav in Eretz Yisrael, the Satan was at Maschim, to leave Mesim around, because it's Tumah. So he says, that's why Yeshua buried Malchi Knaan, because the Satan was at Maschim. Shouldn't be the Tumas Mes floating. It shouldn't be. It's Matami. And then he says another reason, that maybe also the reason why Yeshua buried Malchi Knaan was because of the Moshul of Shnei Ta'imim. Because Esha also was because of the Moshul of Shnei Ta'imim. The Rambam holds the Moshul of Shnei Ta'imim is relevant also by. So maybe that's another reason why Yeshua buried Malchi Knaan, because of the Moshul of Shnei Ta'imim. So Marit Gechidus this Rambam on several levels. First of all, it's Mashman the Rambam that the essay and the lav per se, Kovetik Berenu and Lesolin, don't apply to Goyim. Otherwise, what's his kasha? He buried Malchi Knaan because it's an essay of Kovetik Berenu and his lav of Bal Tolin. Apparently, that's only by Yisrael. But the mashal of Shnei Ta'imim, that could exist independently of the essay and the law. So that's a chiddush all by itself. It's also though a chiddush in the, you see also this Ramban a chiddush, that the mashal of Shnei Ta'imim applies not only ala eitz. I thought the mashal of Shnei Ta'imim is only when somebody's totally ala eitz. That's what the Torah says it. Kilis alukim tolik. So he could take them down from the eitz. Ramban is mashal, you have to bury them because of the mashal of Shnei Ta'imim. That's also a chiddush just in the mashal. Alright, I can hear it. That's also the Shechid is Mitzar. Maybe it's also, people say the Melech is lying around. Whatever the Mashal is, whatever the idea of the Mashal is. But the Ramban says the Mashal of Shnei Ta'imim is a reason to bury people. So it bothered me a little bit. So why? The Maris has only two possibilities. Kfur is Mishum Bezoyim or Mishum Kapara. Maybe Kfur is because of the Mashal of Shnei Ta'imim. Maybe that's the reason for Kfur. And maybe even if he says, like Tikvur Lul Gavra, but you have to bury him anyway because of the Mashal of Shnei Ta'imim. I don't have a teretz for it. Gemara only entertains that it's Mishum Bizayin or Mishum Kapar. Maybe it depends. If you learn that Bizayin means Rashi and Tosis learn that Bizayin means the Bizayin. We'll see the slide soon. The Bizayin of the Mishpacha. The Ramban has a tzad that bizoyin means the bizoyin of all the chayim, bizoyin achayim. It's a bizoyin for mankind to have dead people lying around. So maybe that already could be the same as the mashal of Shnei Ta'imim. The mashal of Shnei Ta'imim is that if a person is mutl bizoyin, so it's a bizoyin for the Ribbono Shel Olam. So what makes it if a person is mutl bizoyin? Bizoyin. Yeah, it's still not the same. I still don't think it's the same. Bizoyin of Kol HaChayim means it's bizoyin for people. The Moshul says it's a bizoyin for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shel Zuli Shel Melech, like Rambam says in Chumash. So why did the Gemara say that? Kfur Ribbono, it's more said it's the third side. Kfur Mishum, Zul Zol HaMelech.
Yeah. You don't understand that
this
that the reason of the fundamental about Tameis that is this Moshe, how many suits that, and he seems to say that with this Kruha. So could it be, he doesn't mention the Gemara at all, but there's no Kruha part. So could it be that he somehow understands that what he, this could be operating around a different level, like maybe some Shimon Kapara, but the reason why we care about Shimon Kapara will have something to do with this Kabbalistic thing of Shaitan. Maybe the Shimon of Jonah will have something to do with this Kabbalistic thing of Shaitan.
Because we'll plug this in. How are we going to work this through? Kapar is for sure hard to hear. Should be Zion. I mean, it'll be good, but I don't know how to play it. I don't know how to work it through. Bizoyin Achaim is not the same as Bizoyin Amelach. Bizoyin Amelach is with Bizoyin Ames. The Rabban is Mashmah, we'll see the Rabban inside. The Rabban is Mashmah, there's Bizoyin for the Mace, and there's also Bizoyin for the. The Rabban goes like it says, discuss what if the Mishpacha are Meichel? Mishpacha are Meichel. They say, we don't care about our Bizoyin. So the Rabban is Mashmah, and the Mace also says, I don't want to be buried. They all agree. The Mace doesn't want to be buried. The Mishpacha don't want to bury the Mace. Nobody's interested in burying the Mace. So the Rabban is Mashmah, then Taka, we wouldn't bury him, because then you have everything. The Mace says Leiva Ino. So if it's Mishum Kapar, he says Leiva Ino. And if it's Mishum the Bizoyan, if it's Mishum Bizoyan, the Mishpacha also doesn't want. And the Rambam says, no, even then, even if he wants, and he doesn't want to be buried, they don't want to bury him, but he said he still have to bury him because of Bizoyan the Kulachai. It's a Bizoyan for mankind. What do you need it for? It's a Bizoyan for the Mace, and even if he doesn't care, but the Rebbe Yishlom cares. Anyway, the Mashal we grappled with, you know, how does the Mashal altogether fit in with the, but other problems with the Mashal? Should be a third lam in the Mashal. You know, we said in Gemara you had the Shechina Tzara Shechina Kalani Miraishi, and we had the idea of Mekalel, that was two lamins, and then we said, well, why do you need a third lamin for the Mashal? So Zuli Shel Melech never really satisfied that problem either. I don't know. Okay, anyway, let's see Rashi. Zok Rashi. Mishub is Yoinahu. Shalei is Basil Enkoil. Shiru Meis Vinirka Vinivka. Okay, so Bizoinahu Shalei is Basil Enkoil. Pastor should read the Rashi. It sounds like it's a Bizoin for whom? Just this Rashi alone sounds like it's a Bizoin for the Mace. We'll see in Rashi in a second, maybe not the way, but right now it sounds like it's a Bizoin for the Mace. So Yis Basil Enka. So that's one side, it's Mishum Bizoino. Or it's Mishum Kapara. What's Mishum Kapara? Kihechi de Tehevele Kapara Behatmonazu. Where's the Kapara of Kvura? So Rashi is about Shemeridin Umashpil Noise Betachtias. The Gemara later on Amud Beis, in Zayin Amud Beis, when it talks about the Kapara of Kur in the context of Haruge Beistin, and when do they have the Kapara that you could then transfer them back to Kivrei Avos, because Enkoiv and Rosh Eitzel Tzadik, so when do they have the Kapara that they're no longer considered Rishoyim? So the Gemara there has two Tzadim, if it's equal Bosa, the Kapara is after equal Bosa, the Mace to decompose. Or is the kapar even before mikichazi tsaira de kivra porto? When they saw tsara kever a little bit, just a few minutes. Shaz, when it. This, yeah, you know, it's porto even a little bit. Tsaira de kivra porto. Rav Ashi says mikichazi tsaira de kivra porto. And Rashi over there says, what's tsaira de kivra? So Rashi over there says chibut hakever. Chibut means a clap. So we have two stories in the Gemara. Is it equal basar or is it tsaira de kivra porta, tsara kever, which Rashi translates as chibut hakever? Rashi over here says different lashonos. The tevel kapara batmana zusha meridin umashpilin oisei betachtias. Why doesn't he say chibut hakever or equal basar? Okay. So stami, you have to say that this is the same thing as chibut hakever. It's not a kulbasa. That doesn't make sense. This Rashi, I think it has to be. You have to equate it. I don't see another way. I mean, maybe this is room to say time over here. Pashas, you have to say that this is Rashi's definition of tsara de kiva. The tsara de kiva purta, which Rashi over there calls chibut hakever, the clap of the kever. So Rashi here explains the clap of the kever, the chibut hakever, the tsara kever, what the Gemara calls. That doesn't mean, after all, they don't drop the mace. Usually you don't drop. I was once by a funeral, they dropped the mace, but usually I was by a funeral, they dropped the mace. The mace went head first, and somebody had to jump into the kever to straighten everything out. Rabbi Penner was there, he jumped in. I was very small. I wasn't prepared to jump in. But So Rashi assumes chibut hakever doesn't mean that it's a clap. So what is chibut hakever? So Rashi over here elaborates. The Gemara is that the Chazal have an expression in many places, chibut hakever. So what exactly is chibut hakever? So Rashi says chibut hakever means mashpil l'mavinu yosei betachtiyos. The being mashpil l'meis betachtiyos, that's the tzair of the kivra. That's the tzair. And that's the kapar.
Yeah.
No, it's Mukhud Mu'avir that it finishes there. The Sugya there is talking about why there's no Avelus by Arugi Beistim. After all, Avelus starts by the Kfura, and by the Kfura, there is Kapar. So one side of the Gemara is, no, the Kapar is not till later, till Ikul Basa. So that's why, and I guess after Ikul Basa, Mashma Mu'avir can't start the Avelus. And for some reason, which is not so clear, we'll see when we get there. But then the Gemara says, no, another Teretz of Ashi Omar, no, La'olam, the Kapar is finished, Miki Chazi Tzare, the Kivu Purto. But since the Avelis was Nidche, B'shastim is HaGoyle, so HaHilu V'Nidche Yidche. So Mukhuk Nemor, Rav Ashi say when the Kavar ends, not when the Kavar begins.
Maybe there's two levels of Kavar. There's by Mem Zayim and Beis is about Haruge Beis Din, so they need a certain amount of Kavar before they could get moved to the Beis Avosa.
Mm-hmm.
And once you're in the Beis Avosa, you need another level of Kavar, not to the extent where you can't do Avelis at this point, but another
another need to be tzaddikim, they need to be not rishayim anymore.
Yeah, so I think it's just two levels.
Okay, I hear it, but Pashtus is that I don't know why it's hard to be meisiv. Why should we meisiv entities? I think it's just easier to say it could be but then we have to give Rashi a motive to say that it makes it a chiv. I think it's easier to say this is sorry to give a put. This is Tzara Kever. What is Tzara Kever? So Rashi says the Tzara Kever is Shemaridin Mashpil Lesu B'Tachtis. Why Rashi over here says like Rav Ashi, not like the other side of the Gemara, be called Basar? Maybe Rashi learned that Rav Ashi over there is a Baskana. Yeah.
Is it possible that
Rashi
is saying that
Tzara Kever
is that you get Kapara through the Misas Basin, and then when is the Kapara from the Misas Basin finished? It's finished at the Kul Basar. Here's Rashi talking about a less specific
type of kapara. I hear, also possible. Again, I think it's this, the pastor's system to say, why should we be meisif? Why should we meisif these things without a big hechach? I think it's easier to say, this is tzari to keep a put. I think that's the pastor's. It's Malcolm, we could say, but we need a bigger motivation to say that Rashi over here is saying something else. I don't think it's far-fetched to say that this is chibut hakever. What is chibut hakever exactly? Very vague term, chibut hakever, the clap of the kever. So Rashi here elaborates. My reading must be learning some tachdias. I want to understand something else. Why? So what is this? What's the kapara? So Rashi says shemashpilin shemaridin umashpilin oisei betachdias. So it sounds like the kapara is b'tzad the hashpola, the degradation. So what? So just a pshat. Why is that more kapara than not being buried, which is also degradation? If they don't bury him, so what's going to be? He's going to have, he'll be Miss Basila and Coil. But that's. So isn't that a kapara? If the kapara of chibut hakever, according to Rashi, is that it mashpilin umaridin yosef betachtiyos, that he has this hashpola, so he's being, so the mace is degraded, so it's a bigger degradation. I don't know, bigger, but it's also a degradation not to be buried, and then he's Miss Basila and Coil. So why can't that be Mishum? So who says why is the kapara more to bury him than not to bury him? A little bit touches on this, but let's go right now in Rashi. And the Gemara later on in Hemshech HaSugya by Hesped, the Gemara says beferish that a bizoyin that a base has in not being nisbar, or it says Chizkiyahu HaMelech was megar atzmeis oviv, he was mevazim by the funeral, and the Gemara says why he wanted that, that it should be a kapar. So the bizoyin that the base has before the kvura, the Gemara says beferish does have is mechaper. So not bearing the base, the chareis misbazil and Karli Rashi said that also should be mechaper. So why do you bury him? Mishum kapara. My ulme hai kapara, my hai kapara. Why is the burying him more kapara than the not burying him? Maybe just we evaluate it. This is more.
Tehran addresses this.
Tehran addresses. I want to take a look at the Ran side in a second. I had a machshava. We'll take a look at the Ran inside because I managed to know what the Ran is saying. I had a machshava. I had some machshava. That, this Gemara Brachas and Daf Yud Ches, whole sugya over there. Maybe it'll come up later by Hesped. The Gemara is that there's a sugya in Brachas Daf Yud Ches that discusses the Mesim know what's going on in the world. You know, they ain't get married. And, do the Mesim have any idea what's going on? Machlekes in Gemara and Brachas Daf Yud Ches. There are Rav Chiya and Rav Yechub, a lot of players, there are different opinions. Do the Mesim know? The Mesim don't know. The maskanas of the Gemara there in Bracha sounds like the way we have the Gemara that they do know. It seems to be the maskanas of the Gemara. It's a whole block, very, a lot of agadot over there, as you can imagine. A lot of ghost stories in that Gemara. Very fascinating and strange Gemara. It sounds like the maskanas of the Gemara is that the Mesim do know. Achrayim may ask, Tosis in Sot, I think, asks, why did Kolib go by the Meraglim, says that Kolob went to Chevron to the Kivei Ovis. So Taisus says, well, why did he go to the Kivei Ovis for? The Mason don't know what's going on anyway. Who was he talking to? Nobody was home. And Taisus, like the Gemara says in Brachas, that the Mason don't know what's going on. A Mason made him Yoyin the Mu'ua. So it sounds like Taisus had the Gemara that the Maskon is the Mason don't know what's going on. And Taisus answers that Kolob went just to Daven to Ribbono Shel Olam b'zchus Ovis. You can imagine there's a whole literature about this. But Akapanim, there's a day in the Gemara the Mason don't know what's going on. It's a shayla that's the Maskana, not the Maskana. The Agamar sounds like it's not the Maskana. It sounds like that is the Maskana. So the Gemara over there, in the course of the discussion, the Gemara asks from a member of Rav Chi, I think, that kosher rima bebosar ameis kimachat bebosar achai, that the mace is mitzdar from the telas, from the worms. The mace has tzar. So you see the Mason know what's going on in the world. The mace is not the mace is in. So the Gemara answers that Sire de Gufa is different. Sire de Gufa is a different level. Even if the Mason don't know what's going on, but Sire de Gufa is different. If the whole thing needs a Hesper, well, how come? There's a lot of stuff going on over here, and I don't know how much we're going to get involved with this. Even after Misa, the lower parts of the Neshama still have a Kesher with the Gufa. Till Ikul Basa, the lower parts of the Nefesh, the Neshama has many levels, but the lowest part of the Nefesh, has a kesher with the goof till the goof is gone. So Akapanim, so the tzara of the goof of the mace is markish. I thought maybe over here also that the pshat is the mashpilu of my reading of betachtiyos. That's begad the tzara of the goof. That's not like being misbazel. Being misbazel and koil. That's begad the not tzara of the goof. That has to do with like the mace knowing what's going. You know, the mace know what's going on. We're going to see later on. What's he by Hesped? Do the Mason care about the Hesped? Do they not care about the Hesped? Do they know about the Hesped? Do they not know about the Hesped? Then we get the Hesped. We'll discuss that. We'll come back to the sugi about it. Then the Mason know what's going on. But Akaponim, it's not beged the tzara de gufa. Even if the Mason, the being misbazel en koil, if it's a bizoyim, it's a bizoyim because it's in the realm of the Mason knowing what's going on in the world. They know that the mvuzah people see. That's a different kind of bizoyim. The bizoyim of mashpilin ma'isin betachtiyos, that's beged the tzara de gufa. Tzara de gufa is always more. Even the man the Omer, the Mason don't know what's going on, but Tzara the Gufa is different. So Mashpilin of Marinus of Atachdiya is, I don't think Mashpilin over here means he has a bizoyan from other people. People see that the Mason is going down. There's some kind of hergish of Mashpilin of Marinus of Atachdiya is that's a Tzara the Gufa, and that the Mason feels, and that's a stronger kapara than the then they're not being buried, then they're being mizbazel enkel. Anyway, that's my spooky take. The Ran addresses this. Maybe you can help me. I don't know what the Ran is saying. The Ran Beferish addresses this problem. Zotran, v'hach kapor daminon, shekfur sakarkiya mekaperis, haynu mishum shematminu noisei b'tachtiris eretz. They bury him b'matminu, b'tachtiris eretz. V'hachno'o g'doylo. It's a great hachno'o. Shebiyoisei chai, almost nothing here. Shebiyoisei chai, when he was alive, hoyo moishel kol mina yabalei chayim, he was the king of the earth. And now, he's the matmino so it's achna gedol. Then the man goes on. Afal pi she yoise toiv lo yoise nikvar mi she ilu haya ledoymen al pnei hadama. Agam, it's certainly better for the mace to be buried than to be kedoymen al pnei hadama, to be like fertilizer on the ground. She zehu bizoyin gadol. That would be certainly a great, a terrible bizoyin not to be buried. Nonetheless, somebody who's in that bizoyin of not being buried does not have kapara. He's addressing this problem. He's bothered by this question. It's what's better for the mace, to be buried or not to be buried? If he's not buried, shekach. But that's not a kapara. To be buried, that is a kapara. So first of all, why is that a kapara? Because it's a achno g'doylo. It's a great achno. So that's it's more of a chata. So tell me it's a great achno. So not to be buried? It's even worse. It's the bizoyin yosef. It's a bizoyin gol. But mishu b'zeh hatoyer bizoyin. But that kind of bizoyin ain't like kapara. That's not a mechapa. Maybe he's being mechalag over here between a achno'o and a bizoyin. Not to be buried is a bizoyin, the biggest bizoyin. The kedayim al pnei adamos, shekach. But it's not a achno'o. The kvura is a achno'o gdoilo. He used to be in the moishel al kol minei habalei chayim, and now he's matmin roitzei b'tachtiyos eretz. It's like a musa. There's a difference between a bizoyin and a musa. Kedoyim al pnei adama, that's not a musa, that's not a bizoyin. To be nitpar is not a bizoyin, but it's a achna. It's a achna. If he goes down to the bottom of the totem pole, before he was king of the earth, lord of the earth, and now he's tachdiyos arts. So that's a achna gedola. So that achna is a mechapa. But it's not b'derech bizoyin. B'derech bizoyin is something worse. Is something else. Not mechapa. It's not good, but it's not mechapa. Anyway, very sosom, what exactly it is. And Befrat, we do have a musig later on in the Gemara about chavol, mita shel chavolim, that chizkiyo is mevasim, mevasim, menashe, and that was bizyonis. And bizyonis are mechapa. But somehow, somebody who's begeder, kedayim al pnei adama, it's not ein lekapar. Because he doesn't have the machninois the machminois of betachtias, so I don't know. Needs a hezbro. I don't know what it's all supposed to mean.
It's really about whether we're doing it to him or not. So the fact that people will see the fact that we're lowering this when once a walking log person, we're lowering him into the ground. Look how the mighty have fallen, and people will take musr for themselves, and then essentially will be a kapara. As opposed to if it just left it on the field, it's not like beast isn't doing it. Also, like it just didn't happen.
I don't see it in his lashon. The lesson seems to be that it's the focus on this. Yach no gdolah. Hagam is yosef toivloi not to be buried. Doesn't say anything about the other people taking musa from it.
Well, that's the
hachna.
Regarding other people.
I don't know. Then he should say that. No, sorry. I don't know. Anyway, let's see Vayit and Rashi. Lav kol kamine. So the Gemara says, what's the nafkamina? So the Gemara says, if it's mishum bizoyin, so lav kol kamine. Then he can't say, I don't want to be buried. Why not? Why not? If it's a bizoyin, why can he say, I don't care about the bizoyin? So Rashi says, to bizoyin hu l'kreiv. It's a bizoyin for the kreiv. Before Rashi said, it sounded like it's a bizoyin for him. Shalei is bazile in kol. Now Rashi's mashmal, it's a bizoyin for the kreiv. That's not really a steer. Maybe it's a bizoyin for both. The Ran says, the Ran asks Akasha, the Ran says, why the Gemara makes a nafkamina if he said, don't bury me. So then Lamando Mishum Kapara, it works, and Lamando Mishum Bizoyin, it doesn't work because of the Kravim. Why did the Gemara say an opposite nafkamina? If the Kravim say don't bury, we don't want to bury him. So the Gemara says, okay, if it's Mishum Kapara, you have to bury him anyway. But if it's Mishum the Bizoyin of the Kravim, so the Kravim don't want. Kravim don't care. So the Ran says, the Ramban also addresses it, but the Ran answers, the Rama. So the Rama answers that it's a bizoyin for him too. The tzad of bizoyin is it's a bizoyin for him and it's a bizoyin for the mishpacha. It's a bizoyin for everybody concerned, for the whole family, including him. So maybe that's Pshat Rashi too. So that's what Rashi said. Before Rashi said it's a bizoyin for him because that's the pashtus. But lav kol kamine because it's also a bizoyin for the kreiv. And the other hand says the Gemara, if it's Mishum Kapara, so then we do listen to him. Why? Because the Omele Bina Kapara. So what is that? Says Rashi, V'inami Kavri Lesley Miskapa. V'inami Kavri Lesley Miskapa. Well, Rashi's bothered, if it's Mishum Kapara, why is that a reason to listen to him? So he doesn't want the Kapara, but we should give him the Kapara anyway. Why don't we want him to have a Kapara? So he doesn't want a Kapara, but we should be interested in giving him a Kapara. So Rashi answers, since he says he doesn't want, so see, since he says loy ba'ina kapara, so he's not going to have the kapara. So it's not going to help to bury him. For maybe mishum kapara, but if he says loy ba'ina, then even if he'll bury him, he won't have the kapara. So what's the point? So it says in this Rashi Achidush that if for mishum kapara and he says loy ba'ina, then he taka doesn't get the kapara. Chavetz al derech, the Gemara says increases by a carbon. Person says I'm an ashtar, I shouldn't have the kapara from the carbon. It does not. It's talking about mechaper. Or Yom Kippur, the Gemara says that if he's mevayit in Yom Kippur, it's not mechaper. The Rambam says Yom Kippur is only mechaper. The Rambam Perek Gimel Shkogos. Yom Kippur is only mechaper l'maminim bekaper also. So chavetz al derech zeh, kfur is mechaper, but only if he wants the kapara. If he says I don't want, if he doesn't want the kapara, then it doesn't help. Frekter Rama, asks, he says, why is it different than Misa? Misa is Mechaper. Misa's basin is Mechaper. We'll have a sig later. Misa is Mechaper. He didn't want to die. Mustami doesn't want to die. And then it's Mechaper anyway. So you see that Misa is Mechaper even if he doesn't want to die. So why can't Kfur be Mechaper if he doesn't want to be Nikfa? Okay, one second. So the Ramah says a different teretz. The Ramah is a different pshat in the Gemara. The Ramah is like a chaluk and Rashi, and he says no, he has a kapara anyway. And the Ramah says pshat in the Gemara is something else. Pshat is that if he doesn't want to have a kapara, then we don't have to give him a kapara either. If we would bury him, we would have the kapara. But if he doesn't care, then we don't care. So I don't know why that should be. He doesn't care. Why don't we care? I say, look, if he doesn't care, we don't have to be more concerned with his welfare than he himself. And if he doesn't want to be buried and have the kapara, then it's not our daig. Al Kaponim, the Ramah is a Kasha and Rashi. So let's focus on that. The Ramah is a Kasha and Rashi. How can Rashi say that if he doesn't want to be buried, he doesn't have a kapara, he doesn't want to be killed either? And Misa still Mechaper. So what's Mesam and Teres for Rashi? You forget the end of. Yeah, by Misa, we tell him to be Misfader, right? We tell him to be Misfader. What does the Ramah even mean? By Misa, we tell him to be Misfader.
It's not exactly. It's not a question of comparison. Still, you say you're okay, but at the end, he doesn't want to die.
Right, that's probably true. The Rama would say at the end of the day he doesn't want
to
die.
The Rama would say there's a necessity of wanting.
Right, that's true. That's right. I agree. He doesn't want to die. He may be misfired. It doesn't mean he wants to die.
But you could also say that Vidu at some level is an acceptance of once he's going to die, it's an acceptance of death, since it will it's like not going to start to move at any point. Once he accepts it, he wants it, he's accepted it.
So there he accepts it, but the Kfura he didn't accept.
Why can't he say he doesn't want to die, but he wants that kapara in this case he's killed? Meaning, he doesn't want. If he doesn't want kapara, he doesn't want to bed, he won't get kapara even when he's killed.
I'm not following what you're saying. Maybe, what did you say?
If he says he doesn't want kapara, he doesn't want to be bed, he doesn't want kapara, so then he doesn't want kapara, he would also not get kapara from being. Not, or the same case if for somebody who's killed. If he says he doesn't want kapara from being killed, he would also not get kapara from being killed. I think what you're saying.
Let me ask you a question. What's the case here exactly? This guy says, I don't want to be buried. How come he doesn't want to be buried? He doesn't want the kapara. Is that the case? Maybe that's the case. Is that the only way to learn? I thought a different shot. Zaki doesn't want the kapara. He doesn't want to be buried. He doesn't like the thought of being buried. There are lots of people, Taku, who don't want to be buried because they don't like the thought of being under the ground. They don't want to be under the ground. They want to be above the ground. Or they want to be... Yeah, people, they don't want above ground. There's such a thing, above ground burial. Because people don't want to be in the ground. Not because he doesn't want the kapara. He doesn't like the thought of being in the ground. It's not so clear in the world. What's the case over here? So I thought Rashi maybe learns... Because Rashi would agree maybe to the Rama. If the case was... that he said, I don't want to be buried because I don't want the kapara. So Rashi learned the case is that he says, I don't want to be buried because he doesn't want to be buried because he doesn't want the kapara. That's why he doesn't want to be buried. So don't bury me, he says, because I don't want the kapara. So says Rashi, then he's talking about mine and the kapara. That's like a korban, I'm an ashley iskaper. By Nisa, he may not want to be killed. But if he's going to be killed, he wants the kapara. After all, he's misvadeh. So that's not the same. But the Rama understood pshat in the Gemara. Doesn't say anything wrong, he doesn't want the kapara. It says he doesn't want to be buried. Some of the pshat is he doesn't like the thought of being buried, so he doesn't want to be buried. Well, he doesn't want to be killed either. But that's not a reason why when he gets killed, he shouldn't have the kapara. Maybe it's machlekes some pshat. What's the case in the Gemara? Yeah, let's see if I have to more. So after Gemara, Toshma. Mide ikbe tzadiki. Vi amir mishum kapara, tzadiki le kapara tzichi. Why would tzadiki need a kapara? Says Gemara, it was Rashi on this before, but Shvar Malka, I think, no? Because which tzaddikim and chumash do we know are buried? Okay, anyway. So the verse says, yeah, in the tziv, odin ein tzaddik v'or shiyasa tayv lo yechta. So tzaddikim also need a kapar. Chasim Sofer used to say, yeah.
Rabbi Masa
Yishai. Why were they buried? Why did they need Kfura? It's Mishum Kapara. Those who died, the ones who died, Yifish Lodafash, why did they need
Kfura?
Well, Yishai Minhag. Well, Yishai Minhag, yeah. Yeah. Right.
But it doesn't mean that you
don't have to do it. Tais asked that question, Chad.
Oh, yeah?
He says that's Beroib Mehadim. It's like, well, it's only Beroib Mehadim.
See, the
Pashas
of this
Gemara
is not learning.
Why did the Gemara over here not? Why did the Gemara over here answer? Let the Gemara Taka answer to the Lusani Mehadim. Same thing we answered before from Malka to the Lusani Mehadim. Let the Gemara answer that over here.
better answer.
Why is a better answer? Better is a better answer. Yeah. Chasam Sofer used to say that why is it that Ein Tzadik Baruch Hashem Yaseh Tov Le'Echto? Because it says V'Yisim Nekim Hashem Mi'Yisrael, that a person has to be Noki in the eyes of Hashem, and also has a chiyuv to be Noki in the eyes of people. He says if it only had to be Noki in the eyes of the Ribbono Shel Olam, so we could give it, we could give Zechanetz, so that we could manage. And to, and Be'ena Yisrael maybe also, but to do both already, that's the Ein Tzadik Baruch Hashem Yaseh Tov. That's not possible.
Earlier in the parak, back to the previous point, earlier in the parak, there's a Gemara that talks about if the person was sentenced to death and he knows he's innocent, then the one day that holds that he should, when he's doing vidua, he should say, this vidupara, except for this one.
Avon.
And then, well, there's another view that's playing on it.
Yeah.
No,
right.
But shouldn't that be sort of like a proof to what we said, that everybody must agree that if a person doesn't want kapara, then he doesn't get kapara, or else what would be the point in making a statement? The point is that he's saying that this should be a kapara except for this sin, sort of, because if he really did it, then that would withhold his kapara, and that's why people look at it and make a statement and say, oh, it must be that he didn't do it, because if he really did do it, why would he want to withhold his kapara? So that's why people would think that.
So from the fact that if he said chutz mi oven zeh, if he said chutz mi oven zeh. We don't want him to say that, because we want him to have the kapara.
Well, not even necessarily that we don't want to do it because we want to have the kapara, but the whole reason why people will be so shady to aid him once he said that is because it's such a strong statement. Because once he says that this shouldn't be a kapara for the sin, then if he really did it, then his kapara really would have been with him. Therefore, it must be that if he's going to make such a statement.
So again, what do you want to make here from there? What do you want to show?
I just want to show that both the Yadrama and Rashi must both agree that a person can withhold his own kapara. If he doesn't want.
Yeah, right. I mean, truly, you see that from Vidya itself. It says, why do we make him be misvada? Because if he's not misvada, the Rambam says he has to say vidui before he meets his basin because he needs shuva. I'm not sure it's exactly the same thing. The Rambam says vidui hilchos shuva. That chayv meets his basin, they're not miskapalim, actually he's vado v'yasul shuva. So the vidui over there is for shuva. I'm not sure that's the same thing that's the same thing that Rashi and the Ramah are talking about. He has to say vidui because he has to have tshuva. And there's another nidun. Since he doesn't want to die, does he have the kapara of the misa? Does he have the kapara of the misa? So Ramah says, obviously yes, because nobody wants to die, and he still has the kapara of the misa. And Rashi would say yes. I think Rashi would agree to that. But Rashi would say, but he does have to want the kapara of the misa. And he certainly wants the kapara of the misa. Yeah, the shuv is evidence of that. The shuv is evidence that he wants the kapara of the misa. Yeah, I wonder about kfur. Kfur is mishum kapar. Does he have to do tshuva to have that kapar? Chayim misses based on says Rambam says they have to do tshuva in order to have the kapar. Ei miskapel amachi yasul tshuva. That's why we have vidui. And the mar is kfur. With the mar is tzad. The kfur is mishum kapar. Does this kapar also need? So he has to want it. Fine. Rashi, he has to want it. Doesn't have to want it. But does he have to do tshuva in order to have the kapar of kfur? I don't know. Okay, there's more of you. A lot of not clear things. Okay, let's see weiter. More is another ayah. Toshma. V'softele kol Yisrael b'kover oisai. This is the story where it was that Yerovim ben Nevat's son, Avio, was sick. So he was very sick. So Yerovim sent his wife, Mrs. Yerovim, that she should go to, I think, Achia Hanavi. She should go in disguise because it was embarrassing for Yerovim ben Nevat, who was Oyved Avodah Zarah, to send his wife to the Navi. But that was the Navi who had initially been Menabe that Yerovim would be king. I think it was Achia Hanavi. Maybe somebody remembers for sure. Yeah. So anyway, so, and he was already blind. So she walks into the door, and as soon as he hears her footsteps, he says, Mrs. Yeravim, come in. And he tells her in Nevuah that because Yeravim and Nevuah did such terrible things, so all of Mishpachas Yeravim are going to die, and then none of them are going to be buried. They're just going to be eaten by the dogs. Just Achio, the one who was sick that she came to ask about, Yad Nimtza B'Dove Toiv, since he had one good thing, so he'll get to be, he's going to die from this machla, but he'll be, at least he'll get buried, and it'll be masbidim, and he'll be buried. That's the Nevuah. And Kachavi. So anyway, so the Gemara is, so that's the Gemara's right. Toshma, V'soft le'kol Yisrael v'kol v'roisle, that he'll have hesped and he'll have kura. So, but the Navi was saying, but everybody else not. In fact, the Gemara v'yamet yechid tevele kapara. But if the whole purpose of kfur is for kapara, so hanach navi likbruk yechid tevele kapara. So why shouldn't everybody should, they should all be buried? If they're big b'shoyim, that's all the more reason to bury them. And it was made if it's mishum b'zoyin, so the terrible b'shoyim, let them have b'zoyinus. But if it's mishum kapara, the bigger the rasha, the more kapara he needs. So it's all the more reason that they should have kfur. So the Gemara answers, "Hayde tzadikut hevelu kapar, hanech loyle hevelu kapar." Okay, that was what the Navi said. They were such big rishoyim that the Banishim didn't want. They should have a kapar. I guess Alderich, like the Rambam says, that somebody such a big rasha, the Banishim is meinei from Dachi Hatshuva. Could be somebody such a big rasha, the Banishim doesn't want. He should have a kapar. That's what Rashi says. Ve'avi ben Yerovim k'siv, Achi Ashiloni. What says Perfesh? Achi Ashiloni. It's Navi all of Dover Zel Shach. Yan ki nimsu bedover toiv. Shebitul par desoy shayishav over. His father made watchtowers on the roads. Nobody should be able to regular Yerushalayim. And Achia was Mevatelet. He himself was Oyler Regal. Two Lashonis there in the Gemara. He himself was Oyler Regal, or he at least took away the guards. Other people should be Oyler Regal. So he had a Pseudo Dome at the time. Lo Yikavu B'Rishon Ksivu. Well, that's the next post. Next Raya. Zot Gemara Vayta. Toshma. Lo Yisoftu V'Lo Yikavu. This is the Navi. It's the Navi. Kosh Baruch was telling him, you are Navi by the Churban. It's going to be so terrible. Everybody's going to die. All the children are going to die, and soft of Leikavru Shekla Chazachem. So again, really, Gemara is Mekatzer over here, but Chorin's Alderich Gemara before. Melef is Mishum Bizyoni. So I understand they're such Rishoyim. They're going to have these Bizyonis, but it's Mishum Kapara. Why shouldn't they have Kapara in order to have Kapara? And for the Gemara, same answer. To Leitevelu Kapara. Let's hear Rashi. Leikavru Bisham. So even Leit Lochi, the Rishoyim of the Churban. Shema mino kfur mishma yaskimula mishum bizyainu shleiz. Oh, I'm reading the wrong Rashi's. I was reading still Rashi from Mishra Malka probably. Okay, lei kavu yimishum kapar yikavu viskapel mishani lei nichol kadosh baruch tevli kapar lefish afal pesach kivram loy hayuchayzu. Okay. Fine. So Pashas, the Gemara is not Pashas the Bayah. The Gemara brought Rayas, and the Gemara was Doich all the Rayas, and it's a Bayah the Lishita. The Ramban says, it's a Bayah the Lishita. Therefore, he says, Melechumra, even if he says Loibaino, it's a Sophic Yisura, and he has to be buried. We'll see a little bit later how the Ramban passes. So let's see Tosis, the first Tosis right now. The next Tosis will come tomorrow. Kfura Mishum Bizoyna Mishum Kapara. So Tosis. Al Kochuch Iku Kapara. Kaminu Lakaman, Kapara Me'emas Havi, Michichozachai Tzari, the Kiva Purta. Ela filu, so Taisa says, Avada, there is kapara. And of course, Avada, there is bizoyin too. I think Taisa doesn't have to bring a ra. Taisa doesn't even need to bring a ra, there is bizoyin. Ela filu, iika bizoyin of the kapara, even granted, we know it's a fact, there's bizoyin and there's kapara. Mi boile he iker, but the Gemara says, but which one is the iker? In fact, Taisa from Taimar, Vaika kapara tfei bishaloi nikva misha nikva. Kedisanya bishmais and simon yofilo lamation, if Roman alachanis and mace like this, but of nikva. Gemara says later on at the end of the suga by Hesped that it's a simon yofel emes that if he wasn't a Hesped because it's a kapara, and if he wasn't nikbar because it's a kapara, all these things are a simon yofel emes. Why? Because he has a kapara from the bizoyim. So you see faket that the bizoyim of not being nikbar is a better kapara. So Tosfos says if yishleim at the lav le'nikbar klal kamer, it doesn't mean le'nikbar klal, that can't be elo le'nikbar lefi chayder, he wasn't nikbar lefi chayder. Other Rishonim also say that. Tosfos doesn't elaborate. I said, why? Why can't there be a kapara not being? Right, that we saw on the run. the bottom line is, okay, we don't have to repeat ourselves. Okay, let's see right. Tosfos goes on and says, "V'hai b'zoyin d'hocha, la b'zoyin d'meiskamar." The b'zoyin that the Gemara is talking about is not the b'zoyin of the meis. Dim kein amai loy kol kamine. Then why can't he say loy b'ino? If it's we b'zoyin a meis, he doesn't want. He doesn't care. Ela b'zoyin d'mishpachta. It means the b'zoyin of the mishpacha. We saw that in Rashi also. That's why lav kol kamine. It's b'zoyin of the mishpacha. Aval Tosfos adds aval a meis. The kiyus should be ein loy b'zoyin. Im sheichev al amita bekovet, but the mace, even if he's not buried, the mace taka doesn't have a bizoyah. As long as he's sheichev al amita bekovet, meaning lapuke. Before we said if the mace is loy nikbar, then it's a simin yof, it's a bizoyah for the mace. Now you're telling me that the mace that for the mace is not a bizoyah after he's buried. So before you're talking about he wasn't nikbar lefichoydoy. But if he was not nikbar b'derech kovet sheichev al amita bekovet, then the mace doesn't have a bizoyah. The bizoyah is only for the mishpach. This last little thing of Tosis is very obscure. First of all, I don't understand. If it's not a bizoyin for the mace, then why is it a bizoyin for the mishpacha? And if it's a bizoyin for the mishpacha, then why is it not a bizoyin for the mace? But Tosis is a thing. If the mace is sheichav alamit to be covered, they put him in a mausoleum like Len or something. So the mace is sheichav alamit to be covered, then for the mace, not a bizoyin, but for the mishpacha, it's a bizoyin. What's the difference? If the being alamit to the kovet takes off the bizoyin for the mace, why is it going to take off the bizoyin for the mishpacha? Any of that. But more than that, I don't understand why Tosis needs this. What's bothering Tosis? What's wrong with saying? What was Tosis' kasha? Tosis' kasha was, what is saying Gemara? The Gemara says that if it's mishum kapara, then he can say loy ba'ino. But if it's mishum bizoyin, then he can't say loy ba'ino. So Tosis asked, all the Rishonim asked, why? Well, what if? So Tosis asks. Well, Tosis asks, why can't he say loy ba'ino? The same way he doesn't want the bizoyin. He doesn't care about the bizoyin. Doesn't care about the bizoyin. And for Tosis, but the mishpacha cares about the bizoyin. So lav kol kamine, like Rashi says, the mishpacha cares about the bizoyin. Why is that? What's machriach Tosis to say that it's not a bizoyin for him too? Mishum bizoyin, so it's a bizoyin, like we said in Rashi, it's a bizoyin for everybody. It's a bizoyin for him, and it's a bizoyin for the mishpacha, and if he doesn't care about the bizoyin, the mishpacha cares about the bizoyin. Befrat, Tosis really makes things in a way, Tosis's distinction here makes problems. Because the Rishonim ask, I mentioned before, why didn't the Gemara say an opposite afkamina? If the mishpacha says lo'inon, If it's mishum kapara, he has to have the kapara. But if it's mishum bezoyno, then the mishpacha don't care. The Rama asks the kasha. Everybody asks the kasha. So the Rama answers that the Gemara doesn't say that nafkamino because the Gemara doesn't say that that's the nafkamino because it's not because it's a bezoyin maybe a bezoyin for the mishpacha, but it's also bezoyin for him. So what does it help if the mishpacha say they don't want, but it's still a bezoyin for him? And in Echinami, the Rambam implies, what if he also says he doesn't want? So then Echinami, but then it's not after anyway, because then even Mishum Kapar, you wouldn't bury. So let me elaborate. But let me, this is worth talking through, just to have the Cheshbon, because it's a little bit again to understanding the Cheshbon here, the Cheshbon Asugiliya. The Ramai is a Kasha. The Gemara says that the Gemara is a Shad, Kapar or Bizoyna. Nafkamino, if the Mace said Leiba Ino. So Imishum Kapar, we would, yes, listen. But if it's Mishum Bizoyin, we're not going to listen because of the Mishpach. In fact, the Rama, why not say the opposite Nafkamino? What if the Bnei Mishpach say they don't want? So say the Gemara should say the other way around. If it's Mishum Kapara, the Mishpach don't care. But if it's Mishum Bizoyin, the Bizoyin of the Mishpach say they don't care. So why does the Gemara say the opposite Nafkamino? Especially since later on, by the Sugi of Hesped, and the Gemara's child also is the Hesped, Yikar Dachai, Yikar Dashchivi, and the Gemara there, Taka makes an afkamino. If it's Yikar Dachai, so the Bnei Mishpacha can say, we don't want a Hesped. If it's Yikar Dashchivi, then only the Mace can say he doesn't want a Hesped. So the same way the Gemara over there by Hesped says, that if it's Yikar Dachai, the Bnei Mishpacha can say, forget about it, we don't want to pay for it, we don't need the covered. So why not say the same thing by Bizyayna? The Bnei Mishpacha say, we don't care about the Bizyayna. Answers the Ramah, that it's not only a bizoyin for him, it's a bizoyin for them. It's not only a bizoyin for them. Bizoyin means it's a bizoyin for the mishpacha and for the mace. So if the mishpacha, so that can't be an afkamino. Because if the mishpacha say we don't want, we're still going to bury him because of the bizayin of the mace. What if but they both say they don't want? The mace says he doesn't want to be buried, and the mishpacha says they don't want to be buried. So the Rama implies that then we'd have to won't bury him. I let that be the nafkamina. Let that be the nafkamina in the Gemara. In a case where nobody said, where everybody said we don't want. No, that's not enough for me either. Because then according to both sonim Gemara, you won't bury him. If it's mishum kapara, then if everybody says we don't want to bury it, the mace doesn't want to be buried, the mishpacha doesn't want to be buried, so then according to the Rama, we won't bury him. Neither according to neither lashon the Gemara. If it's mishum kapara, tamalei ba'ina. And if it's mishum b'shoina, nobody wants. So the Gemara can't make that the nafkamina, because that's the kuliyama that he won't bury. We won't bury. And that's the sheep of Sarama. Taisus, however, says that the b'shoin is only for the mishpacha and not for the mace. Lefi Taisus, it's chayzer u'mistar kushus harama. If it's a bizayin for the mishpacha and it's not a bizayin for the mace, so let the Gemara say an afkamina. If the mishpacha say that they want and the mace, then and the mace and the mishpacha don't want to bury him and the mace does, the Gemara doesn't say such an afkamina. So we could answer. So what are we going to do for Taisus? So the truth is, the Ramban says another teretz for their maskash. The Ramban says even if it's a bizayin for the mishpacha, but there's always somebody beside Olam from the mishpacha who might have a kapeda. So we can never, even if we got all the mishpacha together, they say we don't want a burial. But you know, somewhere there's an antariot somewhere who does care about it, and so you have to bury him anyway. So maybe that's what Taisus will say. But what forced Taisus into this? Me dochkam la Taisus. What was wrong with saying that? What was wrong with saying that the bizayin over here is for the mishpacha and for the mace also? The Ramban only says the thing about Seif Olam for a different reason, because the Ramban holds even if everybody says we don't want to be, not the mace says don't bury me, and the mishpacha says don't bury me, so the Ram says taki, then you don't bury him. And that the Ramban is chelik, says no, you still have to bury him because there might be somebody for Seif Olam. So the Ramban said that for other reasons, but the nice in the Taisus, asking what drove Taisus to say the kitzer. I know I'm making it more complicated than it needs to be. I'm asking the Pashas Pshat and Taisus. Pshat Tovna. I hear Taisus a Hechrach that Bizoyin doesn't mean his Bizoyin, the Mace's Bizoyin. It has to mean the Bizoyin and the Shpacha. But what drove Taisus to say that the Mace has no Bizoyin? If he's Shaykh of Alamita Bekovid, then the Mace doesn't have a Bizoyin, which I don't understand. Well, what's the big deal? Why not learn Kipshutoi, Pashas Pshat? On the contrary, you'll be Marviach, the Ram Maskasha. That is a Bizoyin for both.
I'm not sure if this actually helps us, but it says high bizayon to halcha. This bizayon that is more talking about here.
Right.
In Kulei Alma, there is bizayon for the mace, and then that's taken away by Shabbat. And the question in Gemara is beyond that. Is there also bizayon for mishpacha?
Why learn the Gemara that way? What would be wrong with learning the Gemara that Bizayin means Bizayin for all concerned?
Because Kuliyama, there is that kind of Bizayin. It's not a question.
But that's not what he says. He says that Gemara, that the Mace does not have Bizayin. Yeah. So why? Mechatesa, maybe if Yishaychem and Tosav Bekavod, it's a Bizayin for the Mace. It's Bizayin for the Mishpah, and if Yishaychem and Tosav Bekavod, so maybe it's a Bizayin for the Mace too. Bechal and Metzias, I don't understand why. That I said before, I don't understand the Metzias. If it's not a Bizayin for him, why is it a Bizayin for them? Maybe I'm missing something. So I don't. Could be I'm missing. Yeah,
that might be like very important for the Gemara, very the Tzara, legal purposes of the Tzara. Although we have to look at both things in the Sigurd.
What?
Well, we have to look at things in the Sigurd. Maybe we say that the Mason knows, but it's only the Tzara that affects him directly. Maybe he's
very well told. Maybe that explains the Metzias, because he doesn't know. The Maaseh has, but he does know. So this, the Maskalim Gemara is that he does know. And so, I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something here in the Tosfos, because this Sheikh of the Tosfos covered the Metzias of it. I don't exactly grasp. So maybe this is something that I'm not getting. But I thought maybe just for to understand what's driving the Tosfos, maybe you could say the following. The Gemara later by Hesped has a Shiloh, also has a Chakira. Is Hesped Yikar the Chai Yikar the Shchim? If it's Yikarei D'chai, he could be Meichel. If it's Yikarei D'shchili, he could be Meichel. If it's Yikarei D'chai, then they could be Meichel. But it seems to be a binary proposition. The Gemara by Hesped does not entertain that it's Yikara both. Well, it makes it like an either-or proposition. If it's his covered, it's his covered, then he could be Michael. Maybe it's his covered, then it is he could be Michael. Maybe it's their covered, then they could be Michael. It doesn't, there's no sign in the Gemara that it's their covered and his covered both. So how am I, why is that possibility not entertained in the Gemara at all? So I thought maybe the pshat is poshut. Bipshutoi, you know, if we didn't know about this Gemara, and you would ask a man on the street, why do we have a spade and buy a levi? Is it for kavod hames, or is it for kavod hamishpacha? So what would he tell you? About a kavod hames, of course, it's kavod hames. That's what everybody's writing elaborate eulogies for. Kavod hames. Last honor, right? That's what the rabbi says at the funeral. We're here to give a last honor to the mace. Last covered ach. So why does the Gemara have it sad at all that I see that it's Yikar Dechai? The answer is that sad that it's Yikar Dechai is because maybe the mace doesn't care. Gemara Taka says, the Gemara says in Brach is not sugya about in that sugya in Brach is about if the mason know or they don't know. So the Gemara says at the end of the sugya, because I'm a saper achray a mace, somebody says bad things about the mace. That's so clear from where it's going to be fun of a shaloi befun of, I don't know, maybe it has to do with the chesmin of sugya over there. But it says, I'm a saper achray a mace, kim a saper achray a heaven. The mace doesn't affect the mace at all. The Gemara says, two days, ikad ami de lo yoda, because Itaka doesn't know what's going on, totally in that issue. And ikadami dulayich basle, the mace doesn't care. Right? At this point already, the mace is beyond caring. Maybe he knows, but he has bigger things to worry about than what people are saying about him. I think that's a shout out here also. The Gemara has a sophic, avada, if the mace knows about the hesped and if the mace cares about the hesped, then avada, you're doing it for the mace. Nothing to talk about. The taste of the hesped is for the chayim, but the tzad that is for the chayim is because maybe the mace doesn't care. No, doesn't care. So then what's the hesped for? Our kochuk has to be for the chayim. That's why the Gemara has no tzad that it's for both, because both is modna. What do you mean both? You come to give a hesped, somebody comes to the rabbi, comes to give a hesped, he's doing it for the mishpacha and for the, well, the rabbi may be doing it for the mishpacha too, because they pay, because the, but I mean, I'm also a rabbi, I'm allowed to say this, but Gevendrich, you're doing it for the mace. If the tzad that you're not doing it for the mace is because the mace doesn't care. So maybe here also Tosis held that if it's a bizayin for the mace, so then avada you're doing the kfur for the bizayin of the mace. It's counterintuitive to think that you're burying the mace because you don't want cousin Joe to have a bizayin that there's a dead, that his cousin is lying around unburied. That's why you bury people, because so the cousin shouldn't have a bizayin. Avada you bury people because it's a bizayin for the mace. If it's mishum bizayin, avada it's bizayin on mace. So how come the Gemara even thinks it's bizayin for the mishpacha at all? A lot of the reason it has to be bizayin a mace doesn't make sense. It should be bizayin for the mishpacha. Says Tosis, the answer is because for the mace it's not going to be bizayin. Because for the mace it could be shaychem amitosu bekovet. So that's not a reason to bury him at all. A kochach has to be for the bizayin a mishpacha. Tosis took their cue from the Gemara later on. You see by hesped that the Gemara has no tzad that it's yikar of both. It's either you carve the mace, or the mace doesn't care, and it's you carve the chayim. And the maskon is haki, you carve the mace. The mace apparently does care. So he now comes to kfura. He says, it can't be that it's bizayin for both. That's bizarre to say that we bury a mace because it's bizayin for both. Al korchach, if the gemara is so poshut pshat is bizayin for the mace. The same way hesped is for the covet of the mace. So the pasha should be that bizayin over here is bizayin a mace too. Correct? Tosis, then why can't it be meichel? So it's al-korchuk, just the opposite. It's not a bizayin for the mace, because for the mace, as far as the mace is concerned, it can be shaykhal and mitosu b'kovin. So the mace, for the mace, mitzad atzmo, doesn't need the burial at all, except mishum kapar. So who needs the burial? The b'nei ha-mishpacha need burial. So then it's only the b'nei ha-mishpacha, but the mace has no bizayin.
What's the
shahad
of the melech? The more seems to say it's a little bit of both. If we're saying that once you say Tikkara Dechaya, there's no such thing as Tikkara Demes, then I am Melch.
Yeah. Right, Melech is different. I think we'll worry when we get there. What?
That's the last question anyway. That's basically the last question.
Yeah. Let's wait till we get there. Okay, I think we'll stop here. Tomorrow, I want to do the Ramban and the Rambam, and then we'll go back. Or in the next Tosfos, the little Tosfos we can do it.